Section 97 of the Finance Act 2007 introduces a new regime of penalties for errors in a document, which could be a return or other supporting documents, submitted to HMRC, where the document is inaccurate, leading to an understatement of liability to tax, a false or inflated loss, or a false or inflated repayment claim, and the nature of the behaviour that gave rise to the inaccuracy is careless or deliberate. Different penalties can be payable for different inaccuracies in the same document. There will be three categories of behaviour giving rise to inaccuracies. Careless, where an inaccuracy is due to a person's failure to take reasonable care. Deliberate, but not concealed, where the inaccuracy is deliberate, but the person makes no arrangements to conceal it. And deliberate and concealed, where the inaccuracy is deliberate and the person does make arrangements to conceal it. For example, false evidence in support of an inaccurate figure. Where a document given to HMRC is inaccurate, but not careless nor deliberate, and the taxpayer later discovers the inaccuracy, but does not then take reasonable steps to tell HMRC, the inaccuracy is to be treated as careless. Where HMRC issues an assessment that is too low, there is an obligation on the taxpayer to take reasonable steps to notify HMRC. This only refers to assessments and not to other communications from HMRC. The new definitions replace fraudulent and negligent conduct, and where a person has taken reasonable care in completing their return, etc., and has taken reasonable steps to notify any errors within a reasonable time frame, no penalty will arise. These changes therefore highlight why employers should be reviewing and improving when necessary their standard of compliance. The new penalties payable is a percentage of potential lost revenue, 30% for failing to take reasonable steps to notify HMRC of an underassessment, 30% for careless action, which means failure to take reasonable care, 70% for deliberate but not concealed, and 100% for deliberate and concealed. The potential lost revenue is the additional amount of tax and national insurance contributions due or payable as a result of correcting the inaccuracy or assessment, including any amount over-repaid by HMRC, and any amount that would have been over-repaid if the inaccuracy was not corrected. Disclosure of an inaccuracy or under-assessment must satisfy three distinct elements for the maximum reduction in the penalties. Firstly, admission, telling HMRC that there has or may have been an inaccuracy. Next, active steps, giving HMRC reasonable help to quantify the inaccuracy or underassessment. And then access, allowing HMRC access to the records to ensure the inaccuracy or underassessment is fully recovered. Two types of disclosure are identified. Firstly, unprompted, where the person has no reason to believe that HMRC has discovered or is about to discover the inaccuracy. And secondly, prompted, which is all other disclosures. The quality of disclosure is defined in terms of timing, how promptly the disclosure is made, nature, the level of expenditure provided and the degree of access to test the disclosure, and then extent, how complete the disclosure may be.